It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta Area Chamber of Commerce held a press conference earlier this week voicing their support as well as the support of other organizations for oil and gas development in the Bull Mountain Unit north of Paonia. Leslie Workman is the executive director for the chamber.
This project is going to boost Delta County's economy by bringing in jobs that pay higher than those of the other industries in the region. And we support, as a chamber, and we know our partners support economic growth and primary jobs.
Workman expects to see an increase of around 500 jobs because of the development. Concerns have been raised over who would get those jobs, locals or outside help.
I believe the plan would be and should be to hire locals. I know that there are probably outsiders that will be brought in because they are already involved in the project. They may not have their home in Delta, but that doesn't mean that they aren't part of our community.
The Grand Junction Chamber of Commerce also voiced their support for the oil and gas development in Gunnison County.
This is about caring for your neighbor, and they care about us, and you know, they could see the economic impacts of this as well. You know, jobs here may create jobs there, and jobs there may create jobs here.
Last February, the BLM hosted an open house meeting with the residents of Paonia to address their concerns and talk about the project. Aside from the worries about oil and gas spills, there was also concern over what the industrialization would do to the area. Workman says that the environmental impact statement addresses those concerns.
Every impact to that effect, to my knowledge, has been included in the environmental impact study. We had a representative from SG Interest come and talk to us, and we understand that the worst-case scenarios were the ones that were analyzed. So the worst possible impact they could possibly have with every truck going in and out of there, you know, X amount of times for the most that they could produce is what was presented. So I do believe that those issues were addressed in this environmental impact study.
The Delta and Grand Junction Chambers of Commerce may be in support of the development, but the Paonia Chamber isn't. Mike Drake is the president of the Paonia Chamber of Commerce. He says they surveyed their members, and an overwhelming majority opposed oil and gas.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, we've been producing award-winning fruit in this valley for over 100 years, and we've also been supporting coal mining. So it's not that we're against energy development. We're just against the oil and gas thing as proposed.
He says the area does need jobs, but he questions these jobs.
The initial dirt work in that, it would help the guys that are doing dirt work in the area. And not that that's not important, but that's a short-term job. And it's not the long-term kinds of things that we can get out of the agritourism and just tourism in general.
The deadline for comment on the Bull Mountain unit is tomorrow. Democrats in the House unexpectedly delayed a vote on an American Indian mascot bill after they realized Republicans had enough votes to kill it. Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would set up a commission to review American Indian mascot names associated with high school and college athletic teams. Without approval, schools would have to switch their names or face steep fines. Democratic sponsor Joe Salazar of Thornton says it's the right thing to do.
You cannot honor people based off of words that derive from racist intentions.
But with only a two-vote margin and one Democrat absent, the bill was on the verge of failing after fellow Democrat Ed Vigil of Alamosa said he would vote no.
Perhaps they should go away, but if it's done, it should be done at a local level.
Democrats quickly pulled the bill from the calendar and delayed the final vote. Even if it clears the House, it's expected to die in the Republican-controlled Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Two mascots on the Western Slope could be affected by the bill, the Montrose High School Indians and the Grand Junction Central High School Warriors. This week, the Delta Montrose Electric Association is hosting a series of community forums in its service area. It wants feedback from its customers who, because it's a co-op, are also its owners. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks with DMEA's Virginia Harmon to find out what will be discussed at the meeting.
Why is DMEA hosting a series of member forums?
DMEA is making a concerted effort to be more visible in our communities and active in engaging our membership to get their opinions and their input on the things that we're doing. So this is the first series of member forums that we are hosting, and I'm hoping to do them quarterly. They'll all be topic-based, so we're going to, you know, talk on specific topics, have a couple presentations, and then a good chance afterwards for questions and answers from the membership.
What is the topic of this first series of meetings?
The first series of meetings that we're doing is kind of a dual topic. So the first topic is FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And the second topic is fiber, basically going over kind of the interest and the questions around DMEA, our fiber rings, and the possibility of us becoming an internet service provider.
And what is the issue with DMEA and FERC?
DMEA sent a petition to FERC a couple months ago asking FERC to clarify three questions that we put before them having to do with our ability to interconnect qualifying facilities or QFs through PURPA law, which PURPA is the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act of 1978. A lot of acronyms the cooperative world is known for. But basically, the petition was asking FERC to determine whether or not DMEA could purchase power from qualifying facilities or was obligated to purchase that power under PURPA law.
That was KBNF's Laura Pomisano speaking with Virginia Harmon of DMEA. Last night, DMEA held a member forum in Paonia. Tonight, the cooperative will host another meeting at its headquarters in Montrose. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is once again focusing its efforts on the Blue Mesa Reservoir just east of Montrose. Joe Lewandowski of CPW says they're trying to help a species of salmon in the lake.
Blue Mesa Reservoir has been a prime kokanee fishery in Colorado for, 30 years now. And the issue is that the population of kokanee have been declining for about the last decade fairly significantly.
He says the reason is the introduction of lake trout. The predatory species eats kokanee salmon, but they're both introduced species. Blue Mesa Reservoir is a man-made lake, and the two fish are in there for anglers. Keeping them both there, though, is tricky.
We know that there are anglers out there who really like to fish for lake trout, and some of the biggest lake trout in Colorado come out of Blue Mesa Reservoir. As far as kokanee, we continue to put in about 3 million fingerling kokanee every spring in there to keep that population going. And so it's an ongoing long-term project, and we're asking for help from anglers to catch those lake trout and keep them, and there will be plenty of lake trout for years and years to come.
He says it's very difficult to count fish, but their efforts might be working and the decline may have stopped, but they hope to see the numbers improving soon. There was a grass fire that broke out yesterday near the edge of Olathe. The fire was just south of town and was responded to by the Olathe Fire Department, the Montrose Fire Department, and the Montrose Sheriff's Department. It's unclear at this time how big the fire was, but it was serious. It now seems to be under control. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.